for the first half of this, going to be a little bit of review. If you get this today, it's going to shift something in you. And it's going to release your ability to receive from God. Amen. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Michael Fuller, our dear friend here, he called me. He said, "You've got to hear this. I just came out of the right hand of God." And, you know, he'd been caught up for weeks. He said, "The Lord just showed me something." And what he showed him is the second half of this message. But I'm going to give you the first half and the second half. I couldn't wait. I said, "You got to come and preach this." But I woke up. I said, "There's no way I can wait. I can't wait, and I don't want you waiting." So, Michael, I'm going to preach this on your behalf, give you credit one time. But this is really good. It made an adjustment last night when I wasn't even feeling like it. It will make an adjustment, I promise you. It's the adjustments that cause you to receive from God. Amen? So, Hebrews 11, 6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is." There's two major parts in this verse. The first major part is you must believe that he is. I'm going to share you what that means. But it means he that cometh to God. He that's coming to the Father. If you're going to make it to the Father, you're going to have faith and diligence. The second part of this, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Okay? So the first part we're going to get into is the must believe that he is. And then we're going to get into the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He that cometh to the Father. Okay? He that cometh to the Father. So let's just back up a little bit and let's see what he's talking about. Because in Hebrews chapter 11, 1, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Okay? You can't see when you come to God. Where are you going? How do you know where you're going? See, your faith is the evidence. Where's your faith come from? By what he said. You got to back up a little further, go into chapter 10. Well, we go to verse 19. It says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness." Now, you have to understand what he's talking about. He was coming in chapter 10. He already said in verse 14, "You were forever perfected." And now verse 19, he's talking about coming into where the Father is, or into where we know now to be the right hand of God. All right. So look at verse 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil." So he's telling you, you've got to go through that veil that Christ consecrated for us. We know that we come through the door. We come through the Son. We don't stop at the cross. We go through the cross. We're reconciled to the Father through the cross. We continue to go. Not only were we crucified with him, but we're also raised together with him. So we're raised together in Christ, he says, consecrated for us through the veil. And that is to say, his flesh having a high priest over the house of God. All right? "Let us draw near." So he's saying draw near. Now this is what Paul is picking up on, whoever wrote Hebrews in chapter 6. He that cometh to God, he's talking, he just laid all this down. We're coming by way of the Son. We're coming through the Son. But we're coming into the Father. We're coming into the right hand. "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things that are above, not on the earth. For you are dead to the earth, and your life is hidden with Christ in the Father." So your life's hidden there. "So he that cometh to him, let us draw near with a true heart, full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled." Now look at verse 38. "Now the just shall live by faith." He's drawing this up into chapter 11 here. Okay. "Now the just shall live by faith." I'm just laying a little foundation here. "But if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not of those that draw back. Amen. Let me say, we are not. Do you know how easy it is to draw back? You've been around here. It's easy because the press is not easy. It's not easy. God never told you it'd be easy. All he said is his yoke would be easy. His burden would be light. It would require diligence. We are not of those who draw back, but of them that believe unto the transformation of the soul. And he goes right into chapter 11, verse 1. He goes, as you're pursuing God and going through the veil, you're going into an unseen dimension. Where Christ passed into the heavens, you're going into an unseen dimension. You cannot tap into with your physical senses. You can't tap into it with touch, taste, sight, and feel. That part of you won't reach into the heavens. It won't reach into the right hand of God. It will not reach into the place. He says, I bless you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. If he blesses us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places, that's not here. He didn't say, I bless you with all spiritual blessing in earthly places. And so you can't get there through your soul or your physical sensory mechanisms. You have to go by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? That hope he talked about in chapter 6. Go over there real quick. It's a steel foundation. Wait till I get you to the rewarder. All right? Look at chapter 6. He says, verse 19. You have to understand the guy who wrote this. He's one big thought mechanism when he's writing. Chapter 6, verse 18. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Okay? And he tells you what the hope is. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and the hope which entereth into that within the veil. It's your hope and your faith that's going to cause you to enter into the veil, not your physical senses. Whither the forerunner is entered, even Jesus, a high priest at the order of Melchizedek, he passed through the veil and went into the holiest of all, or went into the heavenly tabernacle. That same hope is now in us. All right. Now go over. This is not even my message, but I'm getting there anyway. Praise God. Now go back to chapter 11, verse 1, because he talks about chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you see that? Hope. What are you hoping for? To pass in through the veil. It's the evidence of things not seen with a natural eye. You can't see it with a natural eye. It's a hope that passes through that veil. Amen. He's talking about coming in to the right hand of God or into the Holy of Holies, into our position and coming into that place of inheritance. Amen. Now, that's what he's picking up on. So all this is talking about he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. He is what? He is who he said he is. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah. He is a true and living God manifested through the Son. You must first believe that. More importantly, in your approach to God, you must understand to get there what your chief intercessor, the Lord Jesus, is doing for you. Now, we've covered a lot of this. There's some things you need to know. And some of the things when I was approaching into the right hand, what we're going to get into today is not just the ascent into the right hand, but what you're going to do once you get there. Amen. Your purpose for being there. Amen. Now to get into the right hand, You need to know that Jesus is your mediator. He is your intercessor. He is your paraclete, the Holy Spirit, your paraclete. But Jesus is the one presenting you to the Father. One of the things that I had overcome in coming to the Father, phase one, we'll call that phase one. He that cometh to God and cometh to the Father, some things that you're going to have to overcome. And chiefly, it's your belief system, your feelings. Because what happens if you have a shame-based nature, or you feel guilty, or you feel like you're not worthy, or you had a bad day, somehow that's going to exclude you from coming in there. Because somehow God's not going to accept you with your faults. Amen? And one of the things you've got to overcome in coming to God, you've got to believe He opened the door for you. You've got to believe what Jesus did for you. And according to Jude, verse 24, He said He presents you faultless before the presence of His glory. Now that's one thing in word, but your feelings altogether, when you come to God, and the devil is reminding you of everything under the sun, because until you get into that jurisdiction with God, and you feel that freedom, you're still in this one. And you're feeling the effects of what people said about you, what you say about you, what the devil says about you. And somehow I just don't feel worthy. I mean, who am I? Do you have any idea what I did yesterday? Day before? And so in coming in there, you feel these things. That's the time you have to employ faith. Because your faith got override. Said, no, He presents me faultless. Jesus, You present me faultless. When you start feeling that, that's when you've got armed with the word that, no, You present me faultless before the presence of His glory. I'm not coming in on my merits. I'm coming in on Your merits. Another thing you need to know is Hebrews 10:14. You are forever perfected. Guess what part of you doesn't go there? Your faults. Your flesh does not inherit the kingdom. Your flesh stays at the cross. The cross is like this magnet. And when you go there, all your flesh is, you can't move, but your spirit's in release because that's the perfected part of you. He perfected you and made you a son by grace. And it says you're forever perfected. You can go into resurrection and ascend into the right hand of God because you have a right to be there as a son and a citizen of the kingdom. You've got to know that when you're going in, because sometimes you're going to be fought in this jurisdiction. And things from the second heaven are going to fight you. And those are the things you've got to overcome by the word. See, no, He presents me faultless. I am forever perfected. How about this? It's Ephesians 1:6. He says, wherein He has accepted me in the beloved. Why does He say that? You're going to need that. Because on your way, you don't feel always accepted. That's why you don't go in by your feeling. You don't get in what you're feeling because your feelings can change in a second. You feel like everything in the world is fighting you. All of a sudden you slip in there and all of a sudden it's just pure glory. And you're going, oh my God, how did that change? Because you transferred jurisdiction. You moved out of the jurisdiction into His jurisdiction where there's total peace, glory, presence. I am accepted in the beloved Father. I'm accepted in You. You have accepted me. I am in the Son. I am accepted. And in Colossians says He presents you blameless, unreprovable, without reproach, without blame. You present me without blame today. I am without reproach. And every devil in hell screaming in your ear of everything you did wrong, and everybody else telling you what you've done wrong, and all your faults. See, that's when they come at you. They come at you hard. Right before you go in by what He said about you. And you got to believe it. See, that's what God requires. I'm just not worthy. Listen, God does not accept that. Do you know what you're saying? I'm just not worthy enough, Father. I can't. You're saying the sacrifice His Son was not enough. Who's going to go up and have Him come down and do it again? It wasn't enough the first time. It didn't make me worthy. It doesn't matter what you feel. It's what He said. And for you to move into that position You've got to believe it. That's what God requires. You got to believe you are worthy to be there. You have to believe you're a son. You have to believe it's your inheritance. You have to believe, otherwise you are going to draw back. And when you start drawing back, everything goes wrong. See, the universal pool of the kingdom is always pulling you into the right hand of God. The right hand of God is the magnet for all the sons of God. All the sons and daughters, it's that pool of your hunger. Your hunger has a destination. You're not going to walk around hungry all your life. Oh, another well. Drink, 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 drink. Oh, walk around another well. Drink, 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 drink. You think you're just going to be led from one well to another? There is a promised land for your hunger. There is a destination. He called it the rest in Hebrews chapter 4. He called it his rest. He that entered into his rest, you cease then from your labors. There is a call for the sons and daughters of God to come in. And he that cometh to the Father must first believe. You've got to believe what he said. You've got to believe what his son's done for you. You got to believe it. And if you don't believe it, start telling yourself. You're going to convince your beliefs because God does not allow unbelief to come in there. There's no shame that goes in there. You're washed of shame. You're washed of condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation. The rose are in Christ and the Father, there's no condemnation. You got to know that. You're going to be fought in your journey. You got to be armed with that. No. Everyone say, I am forever perfected. Say, I am forever perfected. I am forever accepted. I am accepted. Father, you accept me. You accept me because I'm in the Son. See, the part of you that you've lived with all your life is not what he's accepting. Because that part of you is filled with baggage. He's accepting the new creation. He's accepting the Son. He's accepting that for finished work of the new man. Because that's the one that inherits the kingdom. That's the only one that has the ability to ascend anyway. He ascends by faith. He moves by faith. Everyone write this down. My new man moves by faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you don't know what your inheritance is, your new man doesn't know how to walk, much less fly, much less move around in the kingdom. You're not going to know your access because you don't know who we are. All right. I think I've covered phase one. Amen. Now, y'all ready for phase two? Because I've been coming in the right hand for a while. This is what Michael broke. And this is absolutely amazing. All right, so let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. This right here will change everything. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. All right? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, when is your diligence going to be enough? Because here's what you're going to get in the problem with. When's your diligence going to be enough? You start entering the right hand, oh, entering the right hand, oh, entering the right hand, oh. Well, where's the reward coming from? When's the reward going to show up? Well, I got to keep seeking him. I got to keep seeking him. I got to keep going. When is the diligence going to be enough to receive the reward? Are you going to spend the next year going in the right hand of God and then somehow on the 366th day, all of a sudden God said, okay, chalk them down as diligent, reward them now. All right, let's read it again. There's a lot in here. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. When you are exercising faith to come into the right hand of God, whether you believe it or know it or not, God is highly, highly pleased. If you just do simple arithmetic on how many people actually get saved in the world and how many are lost, and then take the ones that are saved, they get caught up in religion, legalism, bondage, and then you take the ones that get caught up in self-indulgence, how many actually make it into the inheritance for which Christ has paid for them? There's not a whole lot. Anybody that pursues on purpose because he said it, and I come in, you are pleasing the Father more than you could ever know. The diligence that God was looking for. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It required a diligence, my friend. It required a diligence to make it there. You won't make it there being lazy. Not one person who's spiritually lazy. You won't make it there by listening to me preach. You won't make it there by hearing the word only. You'll never make it there. You'll have the knowledge of it. But you won't make it there until you decide to employ the diligence to come in to the place for which he has prepared for you of the Father. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come and get you. That you could be with me where I am, and where I am, there shall you be also. For my glory that I hold, the position the Father's given me, the highest elevated position in the known universe, under the Father is the right hand of God. There is no higher place. The angelic host have no place there. Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, last Sunday we covered it. They have no access to the right hand of God. Which of the angels at any time did he say, come and sit here at the right hand of God? But he did say to you, come and sit here at the right, that where I am, my glory that I hold with the Father, I give you. That glory wasn't this cloud. The glory was the position he held as the right hand of the Father. He was not ashamed to call you a brother. And he shared it with you as a joint heir. He held that position before he ever came here. He was always his. The reason he came is to bring you from a place of fallen dust all the way to the glory. At the same time, he was taking Lucifer, that was a cherub that covereth, he was taking him from glory all the way to dust. There was a massive transition going on. So God called you into glory. Which of the angels at any time did he ever say, come and sit at my right hand? He did not. All right? But he did say to us. So when we on purpose decide to come into there, God is so pleased, but it will take a diligence. But the diligence is getting there. Once you are there, God has recorded your diligence. You can say, I made it. Now you have a right to call upon the second half of this verse. The great rewarder. Now here's the thing. It's kind of like coming to church. You think, if I come to church, 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 God will just bless me. Well, coming to church is part of the deal, but it doesn't just automatically change everything. It's the whole pie, not a part of it. Here I was, come in the right hand. Now I was receiving things. Because he said, what did he say? Well, the right hand is, I bless you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I go to prepare a place for you at the right hand of my Father. I bless you with all spiritual blessings there. So there is blessings that are flowing from that place. But somehow, this is part of our belief system. This is what's going to change today. Once I get in there, okay, I'm in here. Wow, this is awesome. Come back in there. Wow, I'm in here. This is awesome. When's the rewarder ever going to show up? We think because we just go in there that automatically the rewarder is going to show up. Now I'm going to read this verse to you a little bit differently. I'm going to add something here. Don't add to the word. Well, you'll understand. Go back to Hebrews 11. Get this. What did it take to get in? Faith. You had to literally walk against your own emotions, mindset, belief system. You had to believe what he said versus what the enemy was saying, your own intellect, your own soul. You had to believe, see. It took that. Amen? He put this in here last night. He said, read it this way, you'll understand. Now watch this. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. The first thing you got to know, listen to this, is he is pleased. Before you're going to know the rewarder, you must know that he is pleased with your journey and with your ascent. He is pleased with your hunger and your thirst. He is pleased with your diligence. He is pleased in the fact that you're coming here listening to this. He's pleased. If you don't know he's pleased, and I'm going to show you how to get to know that he's pleased here in just a second, you are going to miss the rewarder. Hello. All right, now read it this way. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And, oh my God, there's an and. And's putting two things. You must first do this and do this. All right? Now, let me read it like this. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is and believe. You can just insert the word believe. It's okay. I'll assure you. And believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What took you faith to get in? Once you get there, you're going to have to employ your faith again to understand him as a rewarder. Because God requires that you believe that he is a rewarder. Because here's the thing, once you get in, I may have taken my faith, got me all the way in there, and I did. I've been in there for 9 months. I know the place, but I never connected with him as the rewarder. I just got in there and said, whatever you got for me, it's good. Because the place is so glorious anyway. But the Lord said, I need you to believe. Michael, you are preaching good today, brother. You got to know this. Listen. You must first believe that he is, and you need to believe. Everyone say, and believe that he is a rewarder. That's not the knowledge of the rewarder. That means you're going to have to lay hold of the rewarder when you're in there. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is you're going to get in there and you'll, well, he'll just reward me because I keep coming. He'll reward me. The one thing I had to learn about God is you're going to have to believe him for everything. You can't not assume that it's going to happen because you do something, something's going to happen. He doesn't base it on your doing. He bases it on your believing. So when you're in there, you're going to have to start talking to the Father like this. Father, I am ranked with the diligent. This is hard to do. You don't think of that yourself like that. Father, you're pleased with me. I am your favorite. You are pleased with me, Father, because I've made it in. You're pleased because I've sought you diligently, and I am ranked with the diligent. I am diligent. You're pleased with me, Father. I've pleased you. We don't like to think that because some part of us always doesn't think that we actually please him. See, that works thing we still got going on. Oh, I got to go one more time. I got to go one more time. And then the next time I come in, how much I got to get further in so he'll be pleased. You see the mindset? I got to keep doing something so you'll be pleased. See, he's pleased the day you arrive. And you've got to know that he's pleased the day you arrive. If you don't, you're going to keep trying to think, well, I'll arrive more. And you'll get in that mindset, well, I'll get the rewarder to release on my behalf. I'll get him to release if I just keep coming again. And so you're basing it now on the doing and not the believing. Once you're there, guess what? You got all phase two. The faith that it took you to get there, you have to reemploy the faith when you're in there and start speaking to yourself, speaking to him. When you're in there, it's full glory. Father, I am diligent. I've made it with you. I'm where you are. I'm in the rest. I'm in the right hand. My spirit bears witness. I'm diligent. And you are pleased with me. Father, you're my rewarder. You're the rewarder. You don't reward me because I keep coming. You reward me because I made it. Reward me because I made it. Father, reward me. Then your faith begins to make a demand. Reward me, Father. Reward me with demonstration. Reward me with your glory. Reward me with the blessing of this realm. So when I go back there, I take your reward with me to show them. This is it. This is it. Reward me, Father. You go in there expecting the reward. That's hard for you because you think it's just going to come. Well, God will do it. When he gets ready, he'll just do it for me. One day God's going to come. He's going to be happy with me. One day I'm going to please him. One day he's never going to come. You got to know he's pleased. He's pleased in your ascent. He's pleased in your journey. He's pleased in your arrival. And he's pleased when you believe that he's pleased. I know this because I can tell you, I've been in the right hand of God for 9 months. I was going in there. And not once did I ever connect with him like this. I just kept saying, well, he'll just do it if I keep coming. I didn't make the demand when I'm in there. Now I have to realize when I go in there, I have to employ faith there. I have to employ faith that you are my rewarder. You're the great Father of heaven, the right hand of God, the greatest realm of authority. Reward me, Father, with the authority of this realm. Reward all that go in there. You're pleased with me. I am ranked in the diligence. Now reward me openly, Father. I call you my rewarder. You are my rewarder, Father. Reward me with health. Reward me, Father, with generational inheritance for my family and children. Reward me with signs, miracles, and wonders and demonstration. Reward me with wisdom, glory, grace, and great love. Reward me with a revival, Father. It's hard to believe that because there's something in you that doesn't believe you're worthy to talk like that. And it's that unworthiness that's blocking the rewarder from releasing. And as long as the unworthiness, you may have employed enough faith to get there, but the foundation of unworthiness is causing a blockage from the rewarder to coming in and releasing and showering upon you. You may know you're a son, but when it comes to reward, well, I just don't know. See, you don't know that God's already labeled you and marked you among the diligent. What you don't know is he's already pleased with you. And until you believe it, it will not release the rewarder to start bringing all the glory of heaven. What we were designed to do was to go in to the right hand to receive the rewards of the Father and bring it back into the jurisdiction of the earth. That's the way God designed it. We were there to connect with the reward of the Father of lights. In whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now watch this. Are y'all getting it? James 1 and verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift, every perfect gift is what? Is from above. Where are you going to find it? From above. Do not err. It's from above. And it cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Isn't that good? Go to Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. Now, once you start believing God's the rewarder, now you can't believe God's reward if you're not diligently seeking Him. Your faith won't work like that. Oh, I'll just bypass the pursuit of the right hand, just believe He's a rewarder. You're going to miss a whole lot because He rewards those that are in the right hand, see. Your inheritance is in the right hand. He rewards the diligence by which you ascend into your position. But then you've got to employ your faith and start believing He is a rewarder. If you don't, you're just going to keep getting the same results because we think if we'll just show up for church, God will reward us. And He will. But what we're asking for is going to take a little more than just showing up for church. Understand? Ephesians 1 verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. When we're there, all the spiritual blessings are ready to be received, and you have a right to call upon them. But don't automatically assume because you arrive there that you're going to start just eating and partaking. Because if you've got a foundation of unworthiness, it'll block some of the things God's wanting to send to you because you don't think you're worthy to receive from the great rewarder. You ever been in a situation where you had to receive from somebody? How'd that make you feel? Sometimes it's easier to give than receive. You ever know that? It's like we get in a position and somebody, our dear friends, come in and help us at times that a dear friend did this for me just recently. Helped me at a time that was, they just don't know. But it's sometimes that, even that part of us, it's hard because we always feel like we're the ones that seem to make that happen. And when it happens to us, we're so deeply thankful. But it's then there's that part of us too. And that's the part that also is blocking the Father. I don't know what to think about this. You receive. You're going to have to get used to receiving a whole lot of unmerited favor. And you're going to have to get your belief system in line that I am accepted. I am pleasing the Father. I already know we are because we're pursuing Him with all of our heart. But now we're going to have to start adjusting our belief system. It's like we get in that rut of I got to pursue Him more, to get more, pursue more. At one point in time, you're going to have to rest. And the fact, hey, you made it to the right hand. You better start learning to receive now. I want to dig some more. No. Pick up the gold and receive it. Receive. How am I going to do that? You're going to have to readjust the belief system and start getting used to saying, Father, when I'm with Him in the right hand, once I make it there, You're my rewarder. I am ranked among the diligent. I have pleased You. You're so pleased with me. It's hard to do, isn't it? You're so happy with me, Father. Why? Because of shame. The enemy sows so much shame. He sows so much that we always don't think we're doing enough. But I'm telling you right now, if you make it the right hand, you have done enough. You've come into fellowship. You have a right to call upon Him More importantly, there he is, all spiritual blessing in heavenly places right there in the right hand of God. Father, all the spiritual blessings, reward me, Father. Reward me and let me take it back into the earth. Reward me in the right hand. Let me bring it back, Father. Reward me personally. Reward me corporately. Reward the ministry. Reward all of those, Father. Reward us with signs, miracles, and wonders. Reward us, Father. Reward us with the benefits of our salvation. Reward us with your fullness of glory. Reward me. Then you start going in there expecting to be rewarded. We have a problem with that. Religion has a problem with that. Religion wants you to be a taskmaster. Wants to be a taskmaster over you, but no reward. People will have a problem with your reward. They'll feel entitled to it. Listen to me. He rewards you by grace because you're marked among the diligent. If you got enough to make it to the right hand, you have the absolute right under heaven to call upon the Father who dispenses everything from the right hand to begin rewarding you openly. When you walk out of that place, everyone will know, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. Psalms 80. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right. What is going on in your life? His hand's upon me because I'm the man of his right hand. Well, I'm in there too. Well, then you're the man of his right hand. Right now, I am the man. Everyone say, I'm the man. When you go in there, basically, you got to go in there and say, Father, I am the man. You're going to have to do it. God requires it. If you got a blockage, that's why you're not getting rewarded. That's why it's not flowing. It's not some magical place you're going to just show up one day and it's all going to release for you. It's because your belief system ordered it. You look at somebody and say, that dirt-eating dog, how'd they get all that? They may have 100 times the fault you have, but their belief system connected with the rewarder. It's not a matter of how many faults you have, because listen, you're perfected in there. God doesn't measure you by faults in there. Everyone is forever perfected in there. Everyone is measured in their belief system in there. Nothing else. Jesus made you equal. You may not have had a birth. You may not have had a life growing up that others had. You may not have been among the privileged. You may have fall all kinds of things. Well, when you're in there, you are equal because Jesus made it. It'll take enough to get in there to know that you're equal, because you got to know you're forever perfected. You got to know he's presenting you faultless. But then all of that pathway of your faith that overcame all that, when you get in there, you're going to have to overcome the foundation of unworthiness to believe the Father doesn't want to reward you openly. You got to know that you are the man of the right hand. Let thy hand, I think it's Psalm 80 or 81, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. Father, let thy hand be upon me. Reward me openly. Reward me from this room, Father. Reward me. You are the rewarder. You're the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. And I am the man of your right hand. I am accepted. I have pleased you. And I receive your reward. I receive you as the rewarder. Reward me with all the things that I need and ask for. You're going to start getting answered prayer. You're going to start getting a whole lot of answered prayer. That's good stuff. All right, a couple more. Philippians 4:19. I am going to start working my faith when I'm in there. I'm going to start saying, I am the man, Father, of your right hand. I'm going to start calling upon the rewarder. I'm going to get to know the Father, my rewarder. You know why? I need his reward. I need his goodness. I need his blessing on me. I'm not going to live broke, busted, and disgusted. I need the reward of power and authority when I preach this gospel. He's behinding, rewarding me for having found the right hand, and he rewards that message to the nations. He rewards it. The rewarder. Philippians 4:19. My God, watch this. I know you've heard this forever. Shall supply all your need according to his riches. Where? In glory. By Christ Jesus. Where's he rewarding? Where's he supplying from? In glory. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Everyone say, in glory. We keep trying to get him to meet him here. He does not always meet you here. He'll do it by grace. But that's why we're not getting the answered prayer, because we're not receiving them in glory. Until we start climbing up into glory, we're going to miss a lot of things that God wants to do for us. He supplies all our need in glory. My glory, my position in the right hand, I supply all your need through Christ Jesus. There, you come into the jurisdiction of the right hand. You believe that I'm a rewarder. You receive the reward, even in a fallen economy. Even when there's a recession, there's no recession in the right hand. There is no recession. A lot of the people of God will suffer recession that don't know how to go into the right hand. They'll try to call upon God. A lot of people will try to employ the name of Jesus and scream at devils. It doesn't work because they're not employing that name out of the right hand. You've got to understand it all lives there. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. You are in the right hand. Christ shared it with you as a joint heir. And in that position of glory, you have a right to come in there, receive it from that jurisdiction, and then bring it back into the earth. And you're expecting manifestation. I'm expecting manifestation any time. I'm going to get blessed. Blessings coming to me. Oh, I don't like that. Well, you keep on with your life, but I like it. Because I'm coming. My Father's going to reward me open. Well, why would he do that for you? Only because I believed him. Not because I'm any better than anybody else. We all are equal in the right hand. Those who come out with a blessing are those who first go in and receive. And when they receive the blessing, they bring it back into the earth's jurisdiction and go, oh my God, look at the blessing of God. And not just financial blessing. I want to be rewarded with revival. I want to be rewarded with demonstration. I want to be rewarded with the kind of wisdom that can govern the kingdom of God in the earth under an apostolic mantle, the winning of souls and bringing them, harvesting them, and bringing them into a government by which they'll learn of the Father and be brought into the right hand. I want to be rewarded with an army. The Lord gave the word, great was the army that published it, that published the right hand of God to the nations of the earth. I want to be rewarded with the platform to speak of the right hand of the Father in every nation, tongue, tribe, and nation. I want to be rewarded for this generation coming into the right hand. And them receiving the rewards of the Father. I want this church to be rewarded for walking through the wilderness, that you be rewarded with glory and breakthrough mantles. He ascended on high, gave gifts unto men, that the mantles, apostolic mantles, prophetic mantles, evangelistic mantles, pastoral mantles coming in, governmental mantles, kingly mantles, priestly mantles, falling like a liquid fire. Filling the place like a river, rewarding and filling, rewarding and filling, rewarding. Our Father is a rewarder, and we're going to get to know him. You ought to know that we're hungry enough. If we've made it to the right hand, I'll guarantee it, we're going to find now the rewarder. And we're going to lay hold of the rewarder. I am not walking around broken down no more. I'm going to walk around full. God's going to reward us. I had a dream last night. Oh, my God. There's only one part of this dream I don't understand. There were so many people. I was walking down rows that were this big, and there must have been 50,000 people I was preaching to. I was standing there. They were everywhere. Oh, as far as my eye could see in both directions. And I was thinking, oh, my God, everyone, Father, let me speak of the right hand. They're all hearing. They're hearing and hearing. I kept telling Chuck, turn the music down. He had the music down up real loud. I said, Chuck, turn the music down. I don't know what that part of the dream was about. These people everywhere. Many of your faces I saw there, and oh my God, the exhilaration of standing in front of those. I was in the middle of them. I was walking while I was preaching down the aisles. They were all faced in all different directions. It wasn't like they were all looking at. I was walking down and preaching to them. I couldn't believe the masses. And the exhilaration of being able to speak the right hand of God to the masses like that. And they were so plugged in. Rewarder. Found the right hand. Now we receive the reward of the Father. What reward will He give me? Whatever you want to believe Him for. Listen, if you're too spiritual to ask Him to provide your needs, you're going to stay broke because you got a receiving issue. Because you think, well, He'll just resupply Him when He gets ready. No, He won't. You know how many broke people there are in the body of Christ that think that way? He'll do it because you believe Him to do it. Well, I'd rather believe Him for souls. Well, then believe Him for souls. But you might want to believe Him to get your bills paid while you're believing Him for souls. You spiritual thing, you. I'm just going to believe Him for more intimacy. How much more intimacy can you have than being in the right hand of God? There's no greater place. You won't have to ask Him for that. You'll be guaranteed that when you get there. That's automatic. That's why a lot of times you don't ask Him for anything because you're getting so full. But that's the time to ask because you're with Him there. Amen? He'll supply all your needs. Psalms 91. I want to get into Psalms 91, but I'm not going to get into today because you'll read Psalms 91 a whole lot differently when you're in the right hand of God. The thing about 1,000 falling at your right hand and 10,000 at your left, that ain't going to happen for an earthly believer or an earthly churchgoer. That belongs to those that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I'll give you this in your studies. He that dwelleth, you know what the secret place of the Most High is? The right hand of God. David knew it very, very well. If David could go into it when it didn't even belong to him, how much more can you go into it that does belong to you? You know what the word dwelleth means? You'll be amazed. Here it means. It's Yoshab. That's the Hebrew word. It means to sit down, raised together, made to sit together in heavenly places at the right hand. He that sits down in the secret place of the Most High, remain, continue, settled, and one translation means married. He that remains permanently seated in the secret place of the Most High shall enjoy the rest of that chapter. He that does not remain permanently seated in the secret place of the Most High, you might be fallen when the 1,000 fall at your right hand. As I asked the Lord this week, I said, Lord, why is this stuff having authority? He goes, two things. You don't know me as rewarder yet. And because you're not where you're supposed to be right now. I said, yep. And there was a third thing. When he got that adjusted, it broke. Within hours. Amazing small things. You better pay real attention to offenses. When you take an offense, you better pay real attention. Nobody goes into the right hand of God with unforgiveness. Nobody will ever be rewarded where unforgiveness lives. Amen. Verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, because you have set your love upon the Father, because you made it to the right hand. Therefore, I will deliver you. The Father will deliver you. And I will set you on high. You got to believe the Father wants to set you on high. Be a lot better than being set down low. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. You know me. When you go in the right hand, you need to say, Father, I know you. I do know you. You're pleased with me. I am ranked among the diligent. I will set him on high. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. And long life will I satisfy. Hey, I don't know if you've ever been in the wilderness and saw that long life, and I'm thinking, I don't want long life. You should shorten it, Father. I'm like, long life is not something I really want right now. Not like this. You ever been there? It's like, I don't believe God for long life when I'm suffering. He said, I'll satisfy you. So there is a time of satisfaction. I mean, it's long life in the wilderness. Forget that. Shorten my days. Send me home. With a short life, you'll take me home tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm out of here. You're only going to want long life if you're enjoying the blessing of your salvation. If you're not enjoying the blessing of your salvation, there ain't nothing good about long life. It's all your days are suffering. Amen. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him continually my salvation. God's going to start showing us. Look, if we don't know that God is our rewarder and we don't have the fruits of reward. When I was in here last night, I went straight in. After Michael called me, I went right in. I mean, it didn't take me 15 minutes to get in the right hand. When I went in there, I said, oh my God, Father, you're my rewarder. And I saw a vision, and I'm closing with this vision. I saw this huge multinational corporation, and they brought their star players, their star VPs. They were having a big corporation, and there was thousands and thousands. It was a huge convention, and the star VPs were brought up to the front, and this whole reward, it was like a whole table of things were starting being given to them, and they were parading them in front of the people and rewarding them. He says, if corporation, son, reward, how much more do I not reward those in my kingdom that do what I've asked of them, that have had the hand of diligence? How much more will I not fully reward you and all those that come into the right hand freely of my grace? Reward you with things that you'll never work for in a lifetime. I got some things coming, and I'm going to be rewarded. Everyone say, I got things coming, and I'm going to be rewarded. I speak this day now to the foundation of unworthiness. Father, today we disassociate our life with the foundation of unworthiness. We repent of the belief system, Father, for which we believe we were not worthy to receive of you. We repent of it, Father, and we ask it to be buried in the cross. No more will it ascend with us into the right hand. We ascend with a belief system that we are sons, that we are loved of you, that we're accepted in you, and that you're highly, highly pleased with us, and that we come to receive your goodness, receive your grace, receive your fullness, receive your reward, the Father of lights. There's no variableness in you. There's no shadow of turning You're the sun always. You always shine. You're always light. Today we step into the light. Today we are worthy. And we declare ourselves worthy before you. We are worthy to stand in the right hand. We are worthy to be citizens. We are worthy, Jesus. You were not ashamed to call us brethren. You brought us to the right hand to share it with us as joint heirs. We're worthy to receive the fullness of that place. Father, we receive of your blessing, we receive your reward. Reward us now, Father, freely and openly. Reward us, Father. Reward us. Reward me. Everyone say, Father, reward me. I am worthy because of the Son. Reward me with all the things that a son wants, that a daughter wants. Reward me with all the things I want, Father. Reward me with revival. Reward me, Father, glory. Reward me with blessings. Reward me with divine health. Reward me with a blessed life. Length of days, fullness of days, satisfied every day with such goodness. Reward me with the blessings that only we dream about, Father. Reward us because we're worthy. Everyone say, I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy.